أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لا يؤاخذكم الله باللغو في أيمانكم ولكن يؤاخذكم بما كسبت قلوبكم والله غفور حليم. In the previous ayat we read of Abdullah ibn Rawaha رضي الله تعالى عنه, who had a dispute with his son-in-law Bashir ibn Nu'man radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and on that he took a qasam that he will not speak to him, he will not attend any of his functions or gatherings or anything of that sort. And as explained, the command of Allah, as it comes in other ayat, was to break such a qasam and to give the kafara of it and to maintain relationships. So with regard to taking qasam and oath, there are three types of qasam and oaths in Sharia. There are great differences between the Hanafis and the Shafis in this matter. We will only discuss the Hanafi point of view, as we are mostly Hanafis. If a person is a Shafi, with regard to this, he should find out the correct masala. So with regard to this, there is one qasam which is called Yameen al-Lahwa. That is literally translated a useless qasam which is not binding. And that is that qasam that a person takes an oath of something that happened in the past, but according to him, his version is correct. He's not giving a wrong, he's not taking qasam on a wrong thing. He's not taking qasam on a false thing. He's taking qasam on a right, on a what according to him is the right, but actually it is false. Like whatever happened, he said, qasam, this did not happen. And according to him, it was like that, that did not happen. But in actual fact, it did happen. So that is called a yameen, a qasam, a law. And on that, there is no kafara also, and there is no tawbah and istighfar also for that. It was a mistake from his side, and that is excused. Allah Ta'ala forgives that, as we will read in the ayat, Allah is very forgiving. Then you have another qasam which is called yameen al-ghamur. And that is a person takes a qasam of something that happened in the past, a false qasam. He knows he's lying. That it did happen, he says it did not happen. Or it did not happen, he says it did happen. Something of the past, he takes a qasam. That according to the Ahnaf, Hanafis, it is that a person will make tawbah istighfar for that. Because in essence and reality, that was not a qasam, but it was a lie that he spoke. And for lying, there is no kafara. So there will be no kafara if a person took a qasam of something of the past, and he knows he's lying, it's not like that. And he intentionally, he took a false qasam. Then he will have to make tawbah and istighfar, as it was a lie, and a lie is a very big guna. It's not a small guna, a very big guna. So much so that it comes in the hadith, a Muslim, a mu'min, and lying, the two cannot go together. You either a mu'min or either you're a liar. So it is a very, very big guna. So a person will have to make very sincere tawbah if he took such a qasam. The other third type of qasam is yamine mun'aqidah. That is for the future a person takes a qasam. I will do this, I won't do that, I take qasam, I won't do this. I take qasam, I will do that. So that qasam, if a person breaks that qasam, then there is kafara in there. So even if a person took a wrong qasam, that I won't keep family ties, I won't be good to somebody, etc. Like Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, with regard to Mista, his nephew, who had also taken part in slandering Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. So Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who used to help him financially, said, now I will never help him again. And he took qasam. Then he was also ordered to break that qasam and to help carry on helping him financially. So if a person takes a qasam of the future and he breaks that qasam, and in some cases it's necessary to break the qasam, If a person took qasam for the wrong things, that I won't speak to certain family member, etc., I won't have good ties with him, then it is necessary to break that qasam, but a person must give the kafara. And if a person took any other qasam, that I will make the hajjud forever, and he doesn't make, then that qasam, he has broken it, he will have to give the kafara for that. So these are the three types of qasams. Allah Ta'ala says, لا يؤاخذكم الله باللغو في ايمانكم. نہیں پکڑتا ہے تم کو اللہ بے ہودہ قسموں پر تمہاری. Allah Ta'ala does not take you to task for your qasam, which is called yameen al-lahwa. That is that qasam which was a wrong qasam, and you took it unintentionally, unknowingly you took a qasam. You won't be taken to task for that. وَلَاكِ يُعَاخِذُكُمْ بِمَا قَسَبَتْ قُلُوبُكُمْ. لیکن پکرتا ہے تم کو ان قسموں پر جن کا قصد کیا تمہاری دلوں نے. But he will take you to task for those qasams that you took which you made a firm intention. That is the yameen-e mun'aqida, the future. That you took a qasam, I will do this, I won't do that. And then you break that qasam, then there you have to give kafara. And of course make tawbah also. And in all these matters Allah says, وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ حَلِيمٌ. اور اللہ بخشنے والا تحمل کرنے والا ہے. And Allah Ta'ala is oft forgiving. The minute you correct your matter, you give your kafara, you make your tawbah, Allah will forgive. So in all matters we must not delay in tawbah and istighfar, because we don't know when maut will come. If we make sincere tawbah, Allah Ta'ala forgives. And the doors of tawbah are very wide open. But we must not delay in making tawbah. Whatever wrong we did, we were not making our namazes, we were speaking lies, we were living a life like a non-Muslim, whatever gunas we have been committing, we shouldn't delay, make tawbah, abstain, refrain totally from all those gunas. You will find that Allah Ta'ala is forgiving also, and is Haleem also. Haleem, one of the names of Allah Ta'ala, Alladhi la yasta'jilu bil uquba. Allah is that being, Haleem, that he does not rush and is not eager to punish, but he gives a lot of respite that you make tawbah. We shouldn't interpret it wrongly, that we are not being punished, so it's alright what we are doing, the wrong lifestyle we are leading, so it's alright we can carry on because we see we are not being punished. No, we should not interpret it wrongly. Allah is giving us chance to make tawbah. And we must not delay in making our tawbah. We don't know when Allah can punish us. If it is in this world and he makes us go mad, he makes us paralyzed, we suffer from a stroke, some other problems, then what will be our condition? And worse, if maut came, and then in the qabr if we are being punished for that. That punishment is very severe, and nobody will even ask you how you are. Here in this world, even if nobody wants to help you, there will be somebody who will ask you at least, how are you feeling? But in the qabr there will be absolutely no one. So a person must not delay in all his matters, wrong customs. And also from here we learn that we should not be in the habit of taking qasams. Some people for each and everything, wallah, by Allah, I swear by Allah, especially in business when a person is doing and then to sell his goods, he takes qasam, and many times he lies that this is like this, is goods, or I paid so much, I'm hardly making any profit. You are getting a very cheap deal, it's a very good deal, so all, and many times it's all lies, and we mix it with a lot of qasams. That is also one of the reasons why Allah does not like the marketplaces where business is done. Because a lot of business is done fraudulently. And a lot of wrong customs are taken in the business place. So we should try and totally abstain and avoid all types of qasam. Only when it is absolutely necessary, and that also just a correct qasam, not any wrong qasam. And in all matters, we should not lie. Whether we take qasam or not, a Muslim and lying, the two cannot go together. Many of us, we lie a lot, especially right in the house. With the wife, we will lie so much. What other people we lie, and some people even admit that it's just their nature for nothing. They just speak lies. They're just talking also, and unnecessary, no reason, but they speak lies. A person should make his islah and correct himself and take out all these bad habits from his life. May Allah give us all tawfiq.